Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
It's complicated and always has been, this business of flooding in the lower Mississippi River Valley. At most, we think of the situation in historic time, rarely pondering beyond 19th century events. In geologic, or perhaps better named river time, the span is minutely fractional and only noteworthy because of human efforts to control natural phenomena. For at least 10,000 years, humans in these lands of cyclic inundations flourished, not in spite of flooding, but because of it. In essence, they lived off of river-borne mid-continent nutrients that nourished a flora and fauna of unparalleled richness. Indian corn grew tall and catfish fattened as a result of seasonal doses of prairie alluvium. An institutional memory developed over centuries of living in the fickle environment precluded efforts to fight floods, as flood control efforts are labeled today. Indigenous people knew better than to oppose that which provided for their existence in the first place. It's no accident that most major prehistoric archaeological sites in the lower Mississippi Valley are located on sites that were not flood-prone when they were inhabited. The idea of taming the river evolved with Euro-American settlers as a branch on their philosophical tree of manifest destiny. As the thinking went, a river should not be permitted to thwart the divinely sanctioned expansion and settlement of the Anglo-Saxon race from the Atlantic seaboard to the Pacific Ocean. Little thought was given to the value of natural functions of wetland systems and the consequences of altering them. Today, we know more of the importance of those functions, mostly by having learned from our mistakes. Levees do more than protecting modern humans and their assets. They reduce the storage capacity of floodplains and exacerbate downstream flooding. Levees inhibit the recharge of aquifers and the nourishing deposition of nutrients. They degrade natural ecosystems. Make no mistake, levees are critical to our well-being in many areas of the lower Mississippi River Valley. In some definable areas, though, the common good would be best served, economically and otherwise, by removing levees and recognizing the benefits of natural flooding, not unlike the people who lived here 9,700 years before we showed up.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.